special that you do.
But you would have to do, if you have to do something to pay it, if for example, it has to be announced from sidelines for regard. I mean, if that's what's necessary to say,
but he had to
just keep in mind the main thing.
He had to go on television about the same time.
He must not blow. So go ahead. Now the deal.
The deal. Chapter one is garbage, you know, we recognize the independence of Vietnam. Chapter two is ceasefire. The date of the ceasefire and the hour in which it will start, and that the U.S. will remove the mines it has placed in the Chapter three is that the South Vietnam, Article three is the South Vietnamese. We'll stop fighting and a lot of garbage. How did we
do that? Can I ask you a question? Sullivan, does he think this is a solid agreement? Does he think it's a not having any of that?
That's why I'm taking some
of any of the shankles. Does he realize it's a pretty good deal?
Oh, he thinks so. When Leah came back to the Pentagon and said, the president is a great man, he's done something that none of us believe possible, he told this to his aide. He was practically in tears. Then Article 5 is that we'll withdraw our forces in 60 days.
Without all American.
Yes.
Except advisors, what do you say?
No, advisors go to military attachés can say, all civilian personnel can say, you can only get and so forth.
Okay.
6, dismantling of all our military bases.
That's just from Vietnam.
From Vietnam. Then Chapter 7, that we can continue to send replacement aid. Replacement military aid.
Right. What does it say about North Vietnam's military aid? You don't cover that in the agreement at all.
It's not covered in the agreement, but we handed them a unilateral statement saying that the need for replacements in the South will be interpreted by the United States in relation to the military equipment coming in the North.
They put in new equipment, sophisticated equipment there. Suppose the urine are pressing, and they say, well, what do they put in? This is sophisticated equipment.
Are you going to
have the agreement?
No, I'll say this will be taken into account in determining the need for replacements in the South. Then Article 8, return of captured military personnel and prisoners within 60 days. That's 8A. 8B is...
You can't move that up to Christmas, can you? No, it doesn't make that much sense.
It will be Christmas because if this agreement is initial on the 26th, I can get that done. They promised me that they would release a substantial batch within 1 week of signing the agreement.
That puts it resort. Release the sum of the segments and let you bring them on the plane.
They may do that.
I thought of that, but anyway.
Do you want me to do it? Push for it? Doesn't look like a gimmick.
No.
I can do that. They just sent us information on how to get in there. AB is that they permit us to determine the location of graves and so forth and exhume the bodies. And AC.
About
MIAs. Yeah, full accounting. Full accounting. This is the fourth out paragraph.
Right.
AC, that's the one that blow up the agreement, which, if anything, blows it up, in which they have to keep their prisoners in the jails of the South Vietnamese. And I just don't think we can get you to release 30,000 people making 2 weeks.
But they have not agreed to that yet. What can they say about it?
Well, they sent me a long message, which I just got, saying this very interesting, saying the provisional government, it's the South Vietnamese, assumed its functions to South Vietnamese parties without further consultation about the formation of council at lower levels. The two South Vietnamese parties shall sign an agreement on these and other internal matters of South Vietnam as soon as possible, and do their utmost to accomplish this within 3 months after the ceasefire comes into effect. That's all that's in there about coalition. They're committed to do nothing except to talk about it.
Well, hell, it's a council. I mean, the government, the point is, it's not a coalition government, it's a council.
Oh, no. Then I've added the sentence until the existing authorities will continue to exercise their current function. Doesn't come into being except through discussion between these two parties. And
it was already agreed to discuss with them.
So that's Article 9.
This is not basically then a three-party deal which you presented before. That's a significant change. Before, they named two others.
Well, that's how it's going to emerge, if it ever emerges. But before, the commission...
How is this going to be any better with you?
That he can negotiate it. The other one was going to be established the day the agreement is signed. Nothing is established the day this agreement is signed. He's got 3 months. It isn't rammed down his throat. He negotiates it. He can make his own terms. He's only obliged to negotiate it.
And is he willing to negotiate with the NFL?
Yes, that he is.
And why is he willing to?
He's always offered to do that.
I understand. Why? I thought he didn't want to even sit down at the same table with
him. Well, his trouble is going to be to the phrase, we call them the Provisional Revolutionary Government. So we have to make clear that we recognize him as the government. Now, one thing we may have to do, I thought about your idea of meeting him, and while it will irritate the shit out of the North Vietnamese, I think we all do agree to meet, say, on Midway or on Hawaii, within a month of the election, if he agrees to this. I think it's a price worth paying.
Yep. Surely you're I'll go there later.
Yeah. Oh, I think you should know before the end of your second term.
I think you should tell him away then. That's one thing you can learn.
See, that's really why...
President, after this thing, if we have a year's peace, he will be in Asia, and he will pay a visit to him.
That's really the reason why I have to go to Hanoi.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that I do think the idea of the visit, I don't want to go there.
You can't go to Saigon.
I don't want to go to Midway or Hawaii. As a matter of fact, I didn't even have a San Quentin, which might have a hell of symbolism coming up.
You'll see him within a month of the...
That's right. I'll see him.
Will you be in San Clemente in November?
Well, I'm covered for this. Well, not a month of the agreement.
December, early December.
Why don't we say yes, that's right, early December.
He'll need it, Mr. President, because there'll be a terrific turmoil.
Right. That's right, and then we can announce and we're going to go forward on that.
In fact, if you do it, my advice would be to do it as fast as possible as you can recover from the election.
I can do it anytime.
Because... It will irritate the North less if you do it fast. Then.
All right, well, we say...
Within a month.
Well, we can say, when we get closer to that, is right after, you can say as soon after the election, as we can usually work out.
But certainly no longer than a month.
It will not be longer than 30 days, and that's why they make it San Clemente. It's easier for me.
All right.
I'll receive it in my home. It's my home. Give a little follow-up.
Then Chapter 5, how reunification of South and North Vietnam will be achieved in total belonging. Negotiations, established contact. Chapter 6, endless garbage about international commission. I won't bother you with it, but the soft heads will love it. I mean, it's certain. Conference within 30 days of the signing of this agreement. It's just for them to keep quiet. suspicious might begin to unleash their whole propaganda apparatus again.
Well, the Chinese might take it.
And the Chinese might then start opening this picket.
I'm not sure. I think the right of the Chinese have more fish to fry than this damn place. But what I'm concerned about is the Chinese and the Russians would think their manhood would be tested and say, all right, get the point. They might not stand still for another step up of the bombing. That's what I'm concerned about. I know I don't give a damn about bombing North Vietnam. I do care about the China-Russia game. That's why we're doing this.
That's right. And, Mr. President, you got essentially the maximum terms you can get on paper. The only thing that might change in 6 months is you get the same terms, but there'll be fewer North Vietnamese troops in the South.
The North Vietnamese do not agree to withdraw.
Right.
And we do, but what the hell is
that? No, but let me explain that to you, Mr. President. I had a long talk with Lee Duc Tho. First, Haig went there as a total skeptic and came back a believer. Haig formed the view, and here you're talking about a tough guy. When I talked to him about the North Vietnamese, he said, you have to look at it from their point of view. They are screwing their southern allies as it is. They are getting, if there's one guy who's, one group that's getting shafted by this issue, it's the NLF. Now,
you really think they're separate?
Well,
not that much.
Yes and no. They're separate enough to be shafted by this. Now, Lee Duc Tho said what he's willing to do, and he did it, is right into the agreement that there should be some demobilization in equal numbers, and the demobilized soldiers should return to the place of their birth. That's in the agreement. Now, the South has 1.5 million under arms. The North has 120,000 down there. They demobilized 50,000 in the South. That would create an obligation to send 50,000 up north. Secondly, it is inconceivable to me if we think about
in
it.
In equal numbers?
Yeah. If we think about
it. The Mitties got in there,
no, but whom are they going to demobilize? They're northerners.
I see.
Now, secondly, you have to remember the political realities. These peasants in the north will not tolerate having their sons in the south once there's peace. I mean, it's sure it's a police state, but there's a limit to what a police state can do. So I think on this one, we have to be realistic. The nitpickers are going to tell us they keep their army in the south. I don't believe that they do. I believe, and Haig believes, that they are ending the war. They sent me another message today saying, this is not an armistice for us, this is a permanent peace now.
Who sent this?
He got told before he left. Now, this could be, Mr. President, it might be a mass